And finally, this New Year's evening, we have asked the President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Pakistan and Archbishop of Lahore, Lawrence John Saldanha, to share his reflections on 2008 with our listeners.
I send warm greetings to all the listeners of Vatican Radio. I would like to share with you some of our concerns and anxieties, as well as positive events of the past year, and our hopes and dreams for the coming year 2009. I am sorry to say that 2008 has been the most disastrous and terrible year of our history. We have never witnessed so many incidents of violence and terrorism as in this year. In the northern area of Pakistan, the religious extremists have taken control over a large area. Because they oppose female education, they have destroyed 150 girls' schools. Our Christian people number about 2 million, half Catholic and half Protestant, and nearly 70% of them come from the poor classes. They are sometimes unjustly charged under the blasphemy laws and face death threats. This year, we had about 6 or 7 cases of Christians being accused of blasphemy. I would also like to speak about the problems faced by the women in Pakistan. We see here a systematic incidence of honor killing, chopping, gang rape, acid attacks, stove burning of brides, domestic and other forms of violence against women. The government is unable to take adequate steps to cope with this burning issue. For example, there are certain laws like the Hudood Ordinance, the Law of Evidence, and other laws that undermine the testimony of female victims and discourage them from coming into the open. Recently, however, in the democratically elected parliament, certain laws were proposed to promote gender equality and protect women from violence. And this then is a hopeful sign. Tomorrow begins a new year, 2009. It is also the World Day of Prayer for Peace. Let us humbly turn to our God or to Allah or to any other supreme being that we believe in and pray in our own traditions for world peace. I appeal to all the listeners from different religions to join hands together in the coming year so that we may all work and pray and do everything possible to bring about harmony, peace, tolerance, and justice. So I end by wishing you all a very peaceful, happy, prosperous, and joyful New Year 2009. God bless you all.